Hello, my name is Amy Toy, the host of Angel Answers with Amy Toy. Besides being a radio show host, I'm also an intuitive counselor who provides spiritual insight into matters of the heart. Are you confused about your love life? Thinking of getting a new job? Wondering about your purpose and why you are here? I work very closely with not only the angelic realm, but also those who have crossed over to the other side. All sessions are strictly confidential. I also offer long-distance healing sessions using angelic energy. This angelic energy, also known as integrated energy therapy, IET, can be done through Skype or on the phone and helps you get the issues out of the tissues. For first-time clients only, I am offering a 20% discount. You can find me online on amytoyamytoy.com, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, or email me at angelicamy35@gmail.com or simply call 727-514-7323. May the angels carry you through, and this is for entertainment purposes only. And welcome to Angel Answers with Amy Toy. I have a very interesting topic today, which I've always wanted to do, and I found a great lady who actually came to me through one of our social media sites about body, mind, and spirit connection. And her name is Batista Gramon. And I'm going to introduce her, and we'll talk about different things. And she's got an interesting background, how she arrived where she is today. She is the co-founder of the International Institute of Body Design, helping busy women over 40 look and feel 15 years younger by eliminating aches and pains with Dr. Fitness U.S. proprietary system, and that's guaranteed. Certified also in personal training, Batista's expertise in strength training also includes structural realignment of the spine and injury prevention. Batista is also a number one best-selling author and co-creator of the Feminine Body Design Prescription Strength Training Program, and she's been featured as a guest and expert authority on the International Pain Foundation. She has appeared as a celebrity guest speaker on numerous radio shows. Batista regularly writes for addiction recovery magazines and online health platforms. What is interesting about her background is she's a dancer, a former international performer in ballet and Spanish dance. Batista is a visionary, also certified in hands-on healing, intuitive readings, and energy clearing. Batista's longtime passions in dance, quantum physique, and metaphysical science inspires her to help busy women over 40 to achieve greater integration of body, mind, and spirit through the practice of strengthening the body and the mind with the Body Design Formula Prescription Strength Training Coaching System. Welcome, Batista. How are you today?
I'm great. Thank you. And I'm excited to be on your show.
Thank you. You have a very interesting background. I love it. How did you get into, before we get into the body, mind, and spirit connection, let's go into the spiritual background. How did you become certified in hands-on healing, intuitive readings, and energy clearing, and then get into this? How did you do that? How's that?
It's been my passion forever. The way I started in this field, it was in my 20s, so it's been like a century ago, right? Yes. So what happened in my 20s is I had a series of car accidents, okay? In two years, I had like 7 or 8 car accidents. It was like every time I turned around, I had a car accident. And the last one nearly killed me. I had a Jeep. It rolled over on the freeway 3 times. I landed on the guardrail upside down. And the day before, I actually got stopped for not wearing my seatbelt. So I was getting a ticket. So actually, that's what saved my life the next day when I had the accident, because I was wearing a seatbelt. And, you know, when you roll and you have a Jeep and then you end up upside down on the freeway going 70 miles an hour, I don't think I would have survived it if I didn't have the seatbelt. But what happened at that time is it was just like a roller coaster in my life where I was just like going down. Mm-hmm. I had a sense that somebody was trying to tell me something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you know, and I I decided to look to take a closer look at my life, and you know, I was seeing like a therapist, psychologist, or whatever, mm-hmm. to kind of help me sort things out. And it's the first time that I was introduced to the that field of the power of the mind, of positive thinking, of manifesting, you know, and all that. And that was the beginning of that transformation. I became completely fascinated with everything that had to do with this. Mm-hmm. So subsequently, I began to study, I studied at the University of Metaphysics. I started studying Kabbalah, Gnosticism, comparative religions. And, you know, one thing leading to another, I became certified in hands-on healing, and that's what happened. not for a profession, not because of a professional desire to do this for a living, but mm-hmm. for my own growth, my own personal growth, and my own learning. I guess you could call me a seeker.
mm-hmm. Do you think, let's go back to the car accidents, because I've had three near-death experiences. One was a major car accident, my last one. What do you feel the universe is trying to tell you? I mean, accidents usually try to, like, make us look at things in front of us that we're not paying attention to. That's been my experience. Would you say that would be your experience, or what do you think that was for you?
Yeah, at the time, I wasn't, like, necessarily having, like, such a healthy lifestyle. You know, I was drinking, you know, I was just, like, you know, I wasn't being... I needed a wake-up call. I guess I was just not, you know, being the best that I could be or really making the best choices in my life. Mm-hmm. And I really truly believe that was meant as a wake-up call, because it did wake me up. You know, I completely changed my life at that moment when I started on that journey. So I'm pretty sure that was the message.
Yes. Yes, and I know for myself, too, I've had wake-up calls myself, especially with addiction and alcoholism 8 years ago when I called the spiritual 2x4 upside the head. You had car accidents. I had crappy relationships. You know, why am I...
Oh, I had that, too.
No. Okay.
I had plenty of that, too. Yes.
Yeah, it's like...
Well, it's funny. We have a... synergy, actually.
Exactly. It's like, it's amazing. It's, you know, people say to me, don't you go out and do this and do that? I'm like, no, because I know better. I know where it's going to lead.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know, it's amazing. So did you do this through a church that you found, or the hands-on healing? Did you certify that, or was it just through people? I know people showed up in my life that were teachers at the time, after my third near-death experience.
Yes, that's what happened to me. Is like there was always the next step, the next thing showed up, and it just turned out. It seems that it went into 5 years spans. You know, like 5 years. I was very immersed in shamanism and studying, and you know, and then it seems that after 5 years, I was kind of called to a different experience, and then something else happened, and then I got into Kabbalah, and that's how it happened with the hands-on healing and the energy clearing. It just was the same thing, you know, after 5 years, I forget exactly in which order it all happened, but at that point, I moved into a different area, and there was a school like 5 minutes from me that was... just doing that, you know. They called it an intuitive school, but it was just because of the legality of not, you know, in the city, not to call it clairvoyant or anything like that. They had to be a little more mild on their terminology, so they called it the intuitive school of true insight. And I started going there, and through one thing to another, I started learning about accessing past lives and clearing aura and reading the chakras, the colors, and transmediumship. I did that for several years, and that's where I got my hands-on healing certification.
Okay, interesting. So you did trans channeling. Okay, that's something that you know, some people get into and some people don't. It's kind of a tricky area to get into. For our listeners, could you explain what transmediumship is? Just give a little brief explanation.
Well, the simple version, I guess, it's just to channel beings, I guess, or energies to give messages. You know, people have questions and things, and they reach out to beings. And so, yeah, basically the more common term would be channeling, I guess.
Yes. Yeah, and just so our listeners, you know, understand that sometimes training is necessary, so you channel beings of the light, not of the dark. You have to be careful if you're getting into that. People don't get that.
Yes, exactly. So, yeah, so that's I ended up not pursuing that. I leaned more towards the hands-on healing and the energy clearing. You know, I was a dancer by profession at that time, and so I was very involved with the body. And you know, when you're a dancer, you always have aches and pains, and you know, things like this. So I was more leaning towards the healing part of, you know, that area.
Yeah, because you're right. I mean, You have to. Sometimes you get the aches and pains. I do that too. If I go to the gym and my knee hurts because I have one knee that doesn't like me, so I put hands on healing. And you know, after a while, it's okay. I feel the heat go through it. It's all good. So, and then it's good for like months. I'm like, okay, great.
Yeah, exactly.
Physician, heal thyself, right? Physician, heal thyself.
Yes, you got it.
And you're into dancing. How did you get into that? I used to love doing Spanish dancing. I used to love doing salsa on that. So how did you get into that?
Well, my mother was a ballet dancer and my father was a mime, so I grew up in the arts.
Okay.
And so I started dancing when I was 3 years old, and that's all I wanted to do. It's all I knew, and so that's, you know, logically I went into dancing in first ballet, and when I was in my 20s, I had a bad accident. I broke my foot, more accidents. And so I ended up, you know, making a career in flamenco dancing because I just love flamenco dancing. So it was the next logical thing for me to do, since I couldn't go on pointe shoes after breaking my foot. And, you know, I had already gone to Spain and pursued studies in flamenco, so that was just kind of like the logical thing to do. So dancing, I started just because of, you know, I was born into it. It wasn't anything that I found later or whatever.
Okay.
It just,
okay.
It was my whole life.
Yeah, well, I used to, I know this is not, I don't know if you would consider this dancing. I did Zumba for many years, and I had two dance instructors, and they were very, very meticulous about technique. Especially the flamenco, with the hand movements and everything.
I used to hate
that dance. Jan would get so mad at me, my Zumba instructor. She's like, no, that's not how you do it. She corrected us.
Right. Well, it's important, you know, because
it is.
You work with the body, you move around, you don't do it right, you're just going to get hurt, you know?
Yes, and that's what she would say. She goes, you've got to do this right, so you won't get hurt. And after a while, you know, I hear her in my head still pounding if I do a Zumba class, and I'm like, the instructor's not that great. And I'm like, yeah, Jan would really criticize your technique.
Right.
I don't know. Just brings back memories, good memories, I guess.
It's funny, huh? We have a lot of things in common. I didn't realize.
Well, I read that, and I'm like, oh, my gosh. But, yeah, Zumba's here, okay? It's you know, and I live in Florida, so there's a lot of people who think they know Zumba, and they don't. Anyway, let's go into the body, mind, spirit part of this. Why do you think that is so important when you're working out, the body, mind, and spirit connection? How do you feel those go in together, I guess, you know? Because I think they do.
Yeah.
I think there's one can't go without the other, in my opinion, anyway.
Exactly. So what happened, I'll give you, you know, that transition that I made when I got into this field of working out and that when I made the career transition from being a dancer to teaching the program that we teach now, the prescription strength training, is what happened is I was, you know, in one more meditation class, in one more session of, you know, working with energies, and I had a lot of injuries from dancing, and my injuries weren't going away, you know, and I was in my mid-40s at the time, and my body was changing, you know, it happened after 40,
yeah.
And all the meditation in the world that I was doing, and all the healing, and all the things that I knew, it just wasn't working anymore. I wasn't healing. My injuries weren't getting better. My body wasn't getting better. And I felt like I was going down one more time, kind of a little bit of the same feeling as when I was in my early 20s. You know, when I had the car accidents, I felt like, wait, something is missing. I'm missing something. There's got to be, you know, I felt like I, somehow there was a hole or a piece of the puzzle that I was completely missing. And I was in the meditation class, and it's kind of like I woke up, and I looked around, and I saw, you know, all my friends in the group, and I loved my friends and the group. It was just a wonderful thing. But I saw that kind of like everybody was out of shape,
yeah.
You know? And they were out of shape. And they were meditating, and they were beautiful people, and they had psychic abilities. But, you know, they were not in good shape. They were overweight, underweight, bad posture, or they had pain like me. And I said, wait a minute, there's something missing here. We're talking about body, mind, spirit integration. And we are actually not really addressing the body. So, you know, we're talking in my meditation group, we always had to ground the body, ground the energy, and, you know, all that work. But it was still just energetical. It was not physical. And if we're talking about body, mind, spirit integration, then there's got to be a part of it that is physical.
Right.
And, you know, and so I looked around and I said, wait, there's a piece of the puzzle missing, and I need to find the piece missing, because, first of all, I'm going down, my body's falling apart, and I know better now that I've been doing 30 years studying on manifestation and, you know, all these topics, then I know better than to think that there is not a solution, okay? Because I need to, otherwise what I've done for 30 years is just nothing, right? In the trash, if I can't apply it and make a change in my own life. So I used all the tools that I learned. I created the intentions. I made the mock-up board. You know, I did all that to manifest that piece of the puzzle that is missing, that would give me my body back and show me a way of actually doing this body, mind, spirit integration, but from the body perspective, because I was missing it. That's what I was missing.
Right.
And just as a side note, I was a dancer, so it's not like I was out of shape because I wasn't exercising or you know what I'm saying? It's not that at that point that wasn't it. So what happened is the next day after making this huge event, I invited people to my studio to meditate and create intentions and, you know, this whole thing, because I was going to find that piece of the puzzle missing. I was determined that was it.
Yeah.
And the next day I met who now is my husband, Dr. Fitness USA. You know what I mean? And it was kind of like a fluke. You know, sometimes you ask for something and it comes to you, but you don't really expect it to come in this way. You know, you ask for something and then you expect it to come in a different way. But I had a dance company at the time, and I was at a restaurant where I was putting a show together, and I was at lunchtime waiting to have a meeting with the owner, okay, to talk about the show. Mm-hmm. And this man enters the restaurant, and he goes to the bar area to order some lunch or whatever, and then we make eye contact, and I'm kind of looking at him and say, wow, you know, interesting guy, whatever. So he gets up and he walks by my table and he says, oh, well, who are you? And I said, well, I'm Batista. And I said, well, who are you? And he says, well, I'm an international body designer. And I looked at him and I said, oh, that's what I need. You know, I had just made the intention, and all of a sudden it was just like a gift from God, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was the answer. And that's how I got involved with the strength training program that I teach now. And I will tell you that within a couple of months, or maybe even a couple of weeks, all my injuries healed, and I got my body back. And then I tapped into a new world where I really now can say and can make those connections between the body, mind, and spirit, because there is a way that we can exercise with the body where we can put the body into symmetry, into balance. It's more than fitness. It's more than exercise. It's really about reconstructing the body from the inside out to put it back into balance the way I believe we originally were before the centuries went on and we became ill or whatever happened. You know, I think that once upon a time, back way back when in the days, they were the perfect man. And Leonardo da Vinci talks about this, the perfect dimension of man. With the Vitruvian Man, if you're familiar with that. As a matter of fact, through my research, I found that back in the days, the temples were built according to the proportion of the perfect man. It's very interesting. And, you know, we're far from being that. You know, with our lifestyle and the obesity and the cell phones, with our posture going up and all this. And for me, you know, I asked to find the piece of the puzzle missing. And I really truly that I found it, that there is a way now that we can actualize and really have tools to put our body back into balance that way. Mm-hmm. Does that make any sense?
It does, because, you know, I want to get into the next question. I'm over 40. I won't tell you how old I am. I'm not that much over 40, but, you know.
Okay.
How do women, because we have this, I'm going back to the woman that, how do as a woman, there's a misnomer personally that women over 40 can't, they gain weight easily, they have these issues, that issues. Your system kind of works with that, doesn't it? And how does it do that?
Yes, absolutely. And it is true that the body changes after 40, and it's true that it's easier to gain weight, and that we don't handle stress as good, and that we metabolize foods a little bit differently. So that is all true. That has to do with the hormonal changes that happen, you know? And so the way the system that we work, that we teach, helps with this is because it's just that, it puts the body back into balance. So when you, we work with strength training. So we work with rebuilding lost muscle mass. We start losing muscle mass when we are as of age 30. So it's earlier than you think. By the time you're 40, if you haven't done any strength training, you already have a pretty big loss of muscle mass. So we rebuild lean muscle mass. Women have a misconception that they need to lift lightweight and do high reps to have lean, long muscles. And it's a total myth. It's not true. It doesn't work like that. If you do high reps and low weight, this is categorized as an aerobic activity. Okay, strength training is a different activity altogether. For building muscle mass, lean muscle mass, you have to lift weight, and it has to be fairly heavy. So that's the first misconception, okay? And that's the first thing that we do that helps to put the body back into balance is we rebuild the lost muscle mass. And with our system, we can increase a woman's strength from 20 to 50%. In 20 minutes to 6 weeks, depending if we work with the person personally or if we work with them online. When we work online, we have to be a little more careful and go a little slower, you know, because it's online. So that's one thing. But the other thing, and also, when you do this work, it helps to regulate hormonal imbalances. So it takes the actual problem at the cause. So we don't try to fix the result, the consequence, or, you know, just losing weight, right? We really try to, or whatever, getting rid of hot flashes or, you know, whatever happens at that age. We really address the cause, the muscle loss, the hormonal imbalance. But then there is another thing, is posture. A lot of people don't realize they have bad posture, and more, and younger now with the lifestyle. What happens when you have bad posture, it creates stagnation in the body. Wherever there is stagnation, there's disease. Okay? There's a saying that says, it's a Chinese proverb that says, water that doesn't flow rots. And that's the same with the body. If the energy, the blood and everything doesn't flow in the body, then it rots. It creates illnesses and arthritis, and it impairs the proper functioning of the internal organs. So there's a lot of consequences for bad posture, backache, neckache, you know, whatever. It goes on and on and on. So when you can rebuild the posture to a healthier state, then what happens is you now allow the body to all the energies and the blood flow and the neurochemicals and everything that flows through the body easier, which restores health. But more than that, it allows for all these energies to go to the brain. See? And it changes brain chemistry. So now you can fight depression, you can fight stress, and, you know, that's why the program is so excellent for addiction recovery, for stress management, because it's very empowering. You while you get that strength increase, 20 to 50%, it also strengthens the nervous system, so you become very quiet. So it's kind of like a meditation, where you can go quiet and give the body a place to heal. So, you know, there are people on our program for 30 years, 20 years, whatever, how many years, and they never had one menopausal symptom. Because we're not meant to be ill. If we do the right thing and we give the body the right tools, then it's going to function properly and efficiently.
Right. That makes sense because when I worked out a lot, which I used to Zumba and strength training and that. And that was part of my recovery 8 years ago, mm-hmm. way before, was the exercise, actually, which helped quiet, just detox and all that stuff. And I did a whole, that's what I'm going to write my book about, is about the, you know, overcoming that, the naturopathic way and, you know, using exercise and so on besides other programs. And it just helped with the first year of recovery for me anyway, because it was a pain in the rear end.
Right.
Yes. And, you know, I don't want to go through that pain again. So that keeps me going every day. I'm like, I'm not going through that again.
Uh-huh.
Do that again. It's a good deterrent. I did a lot of work. But how does that help with weight? Okay, I want to just address one question here. Women have this thing about weight training and gaining weight. So what's the difference between muscle mass and fat mass? And why would women want to do that if they're having the preconceived notion about weight gain? Do you understand my question?
Okay.
I
do. Yeah. Yes, and it's kind of like a question that has, it's double-sided. You know, there's a couple mm-hmm. of ways to address the question. The first thing is muscle is heavier than fat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So when we start with the weight training, we stop looking at the scale in the same way because it's possible in the beginning to actually gain some weight because you're putting on muscle mass. But it doesn't mean that you're getting bulk, okay, because you're toning.
Mm-hmm.
So you might gain, the person might gain some weight but lose inches and look a lot better. But what happens is this. When you build muscle mass, you boost your metabolism. So you burn calories during the time you do your weight training. So you whatever, you know, so if you did aerobics, you burn calories. If you do weight training, you burn calories. So that's all good. But when you do weight training, you continue to burn calories for 3 days later.
Right.
So in that respect, then it's going to facilitate weight loss. You know? Fat loss. I want it. You see, it's eventually the person will probably, depending on how much weight they have to lose, they will lose weight too. I mean, it depends. If you're a thin person and you just do weight training, you might gain weight. You know, it depends. Everybody's different and it depends where the person is at. But if a person is severely overweight, they start weight training, eventually they're going to lose a lot of weight anyways. But they need to build muscle mass to boost their metabolism and then to sculpt and tone. And also because an excessive amount of weight on the body also shifts the posture. It's like, you know, if you have a tree and the tree has like fruits and they're very heavy, then the branches is going to start bending.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So what people don't realize when they want to lose weight that the excessive weight have shifted their posture, which shifts everything internally in the body. And that's what needs to be addressed.
Ah, okay. Gotcha.
There's a lot to learn.
there is, but, you know, what's great about that is, you know, you can, like, you gave me hope. My muscle has memory, correct? So if I worked out in the past, weight training, which I did, I can, you know, go back to that and muscle has, you know, memory, right? If I remember correctly.
Muscle has memory and it has intelligence. And that's another thing. Yes, so if you worked out before, the body wants to kind of go back to it. Now, I don't know what type of training you did or, you know, there's many different school of thoughts in that. For us, we have a weight ratio that we teach that when you do so much weight with your legs, then that kind of dictates how you need to be doing for your chest, and that dictates how you're going to do for your shoulders, because we're always trying, especially, well, for men too, but for women, you know, we want to create a feminine physique. And we don't want to be out of balance and look like bodybuilders. you know.
Right.
So there's different ways of working out. So to answer your question, yes, the muscles have memory, hopefully good memories.
Probably it does. I mean, I don't have good memories myself with, you know, feeling muscle strain, you know, especially after working out. But I'm sure it does. I'm sure my muscles like, I love you, Amy. I really love you after doing what you did to me, you know, for 30 minutes or whatever.
Right. But there's another thing, and that goes more into the topic of the show, you know. And that's another thing that we do, and that's why it's so powerful for addiction recovery and trauma, people that have illnesses and traumas and injuries. It's because the muscles don't only have memory, but they have intelligence, okay? And we have a lot of things that get stored in the muscle cells in the body. And that sometimes we see in people that do, and as a healer, yourself, you're probably familiar with this. In energy healing, you can kind of release energy from the body.
Yes.
Or in
yes.
Reiki or hands-on healing, you can actually release kind of trauma in the body, in the cells.
Right.
But when you rebuild the body from the inside out, the way I'm talking about it, in symmetry and balance, and you're using the weight, you are actually revitalizing the muscle, and you can also release energy and traumas that are trapped in the muscles. So for a healing modality, it's really amazing because it's something that you can actually do yourself. You learn it, and this is why it's so powerful to, you know, for addiction and traumas and injuries, because you can really release it and get well. Does that make sense?
It does. And let me explain to people what when we're doing energy work, it means we're pushing, you're going through a session, you're releasing any trauma, the issues out of the tissues. That's what IET, that's what I do, integrated energy therapy, where it's releasing stuff as well. And that's the most, to me anyway, when I do it long distance or whatever, otherwise it helps with, you know, not being traumatized. That's another topic, another story, but some people don't understand energy work yet. So I just kind of like to dumb it down a little bit. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, thank you for saying this, because, yeah, sometimes we forget that.
Yes, yeah. You know, and it's amazing because what will happen is, you know, working out is great too, but it's the mind-body-spirit connection, and that's the piece you're teaching today, is the body part of it. I don't know about you, though. When I work out, sometimes I zone. I go into another zone.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
it's like a meditation. It's like...
Yes, I was going to just say that. Yep.
Yeah, because, you know, you get grounded. You get into... Yeah, it's very intimate, intimate feeling. Some people get, you know, we call it getting the zone, right?
That's, yes. Yep.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Yep, exactly. So that would help with, like I said, when you are, like you said, a recovery addiction program or whatever. Like I said, it was part of my recovery when I first started, was being at the gym all the time. Like I was going to meetings, you know, recovery meetings. Also, the gym was very important. I don't know how I did the first year. I was a busy girl. It flew by real fast.
Yes, well, you got to take your mind off things, right? And the thing is, it's very important to change the lifestyle and to really incorporate healthy habits, because otherwise, you know, it's so easy to go back to unhealthy habits. So there's nothing better. And if you look at the recovery rate from addiction centers and recovery centers and all that, it's very low, you know. There's only a 5%, I think 3 to 5% recovery success from you know, treatment centers and things like this. So I really believe that we need to reach out and give people tools of things that they can do on their own when they leave the center, or when, you know, they're back in, into their familiar, you know, their family, or back in their lifestyle, their work, or whatever, they need something to hold on to, to, you know, towards a healthy lifestyle long term, because we're always looking at you know,
short-term.
The results long term, sustainability. Yeah.
Exactly. And so tell me a little bit about your success rate with people working this program. What is your program? How long would they have to do the weight training? Tell us a little bit about that.
Okay, so the weight training is like brushing your teeth. When do you stop?
Exactly, I know.
Okay, so you brush your teeth great for 1 week. You went to the dentist and you got a cleaning, and now you're going to stop, and maybe in a year you're going to do your brush your teeth for 1 week again before you, you know, it doesn't work like this. It's a lifestyle, and you need, this is something that you need to do for the rest of your life. If you don't do it, it's like your body starts decaying, you lose muscle mass, you know, we're still subject to the law of gravity while we are in the body. So
right.
We need to keep that into consideration. So the weight training is something that needs to be done forever. The earlier the person starts, the better.
Mm-hmm.
Now there's a big misconception. Once upon a time, people thought that strength training wasn't for children. Now it's proven to be actually very good for children. The sooner the person starts, it's like building, it's like a saving account. You're putting money in your savings account, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So if you start when you're very young, you're a teenager or something like this, then you build your strength all the way up to 30 years old. At 30 years old, and this is like the best case scenario, okay? At 30
mm-hmm.
years old, you will be at your best, shape. Okay. So then as of 30 years old, you start losing muscle mass. That's what happens. It's just the way it happens. So if you continue to do strength training, then you can at least maintain a good, healthy muscular structure. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to go on through the ages. And if you stop doing it, then you revert back. So you have to continue doing it. In our program, the program is entirely sustainable. Now, I started with the program 10 years ago when I met Steven. I was a dancer beforehand. And when I saw what the program did, I got really intrigued, and I started doing a lot of research, and that's how I ended up writing a couple of books and making a career transition, and then I married him. So now we're married. So we have a beautiful love story along with, you know, everything else. But Stephen is 70 now, and he's been doing it since he was a teenager. Okay, so this is his gift, and that's all he's ever done. And he has records of people that started with this program in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a while back. That's a long time ago. And if
mm-hmm.
you look at them today, they are in their 60s or their 70s, and they look better even than when they were in the 30s. So when you have the right program and you use the right tools, then this is something that you can use for the rest of your life, and it's comfortable, because this is one thing that I might want to add, is for women, especially very important, is the fitness industry is all based on male energy. Okay. The male energy is performance, doing, competing. All these are male energy. So when we are female, we you know, the female, we both have male and female energies in the body.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But when we get older, and especially we start seeing this as a 40 years old, because of the hormonal changes that happen in the body, we women become more male and male become more female. We produce more progesterone, which is kind of the synonymous of testosterone, but for the woman. And mm-hmm. so when we become older, we produce more progesterone and we become masculine, more masculine, and we mm-hmm. like to think more. We do less things that are feeling-based. So mm-hmm. for women, it's very important to find that balance back, okay? So when we go into fitness and or we start to go into you know, we want to get back in shape, we hire a personal trainer, we go like, yeah, I'm going to do this, I'm going to run a marathon, I'm going to, you know, whatever. This is all performance-based. Mm-hmm. So not only now the woman, you know, has the hormonal changes, she produces more progesterone, she has all the family obligations, the workload, this is all male energy. So then when you add on top of it more male energy into the workout, then there's no more place to rest. And when that happens, the immune system breaks down and we get sick, okay? Mm-hmm. So we approach the fitness from a completely different perspective. It's never about performance. It's about empowerment. Everything has to be comfortable and you never exhaust your body. We have a system where, like, if you see people say you have to work to failure to build the muscles. We don't do that. We never work to failure.
Okay. Would you explain that a little bit to people, what you mean by work to failure? Because I've heard that working out with my personal trainers.
Yeah, exactly. That's what they do. Okay, so and it's true if you want to be a bodybuilder and you want to be a fitness competitor, there is some truth to that. When you work out to failure, it means that you're going to work the muscle to complete exhaustion, you know, until you get the burn, until you can't do it anymore, until you're like, that's up, you know what I mean, kind of like that. And what happens, and the theory behind that, is when you work the muscle to that extent, then the muscle is going to have to do more work to recover, and that's going to produce growth. Okay, so the bodybuilders, when they want to grow muscle mass, then they work to failure because then it will produce more growth.
Okay? Mm-hmm.
But, so there is truth to that to some extent, okay?
Okay.
But do you want to look like a bodybuilder?
No, I want to look like a woman. I mean,
exactly.
I'm more a woman, man. I just want to make sure it's still there.
I don't. Exactly. And, you know, and as a woman, you know, we are estrogen-based. We need to feel good, you know?
Mm-hmm.
We can only not feel good for so long. And then the body said, oh, forget that. I don't want to do that anymore, you know? So we don't promote that at all. We promote empowerment. So when and it doesn't mean that the workouts don't have to be challenging, okay?
Right. Mm-hmm.
You can be challenged and get beyond your limitations without exhausting yourself. And besides, when you continuously work through failure, oftentimes this is when you start losing your technique, your posture, or you force mm-hmm. yourself, now you have an injury, you know, long-term, it's completely unsustainable. So what we do is we have a system that's based on a certain amount of repetitions. So you do, first of all, the sequence of exercise is very systematic. There's a system. It's just not jumping from one exercise to another. We do one exercise, the next exercise is like a ballet class or a martial art class. There is order to the teaching, okay? So we ground the body, and then there is a certain amount of weight and repetitions that we do that allows you to increase your strength 20 to 50% safely. But not only that, everything is ergonomically safe so that you can lift the weight safely. So the angle of the bench matters, where your feet are positioned matter, if they are straight, turned out, turned in, everything matters and everything counts. And when you do it like this, then you can get empowered, you're grounded. And if you do an exercise, for example, and you feel like, oh, I can't finish, before you work out to failure, then it means that the weight is slightly too heavy, so you have to back down, because we always leave the gym refreshed and empowered, never burnt out.
Okay.
Yeah, and that makes it sustainable.
It does. You're right. It does make it sustainable. You're correct. And, sometimes you learn after the fact. Anyway, how can people, we're running a little bit out of time, how can people reach you for a consultation and help them to achieve their best results, honey?
Okay, so that's very easy because we work, a lot of the work that we do is online. So
okay.
It would be great to go to our website, drfitnessusa.com. Dr. VR, the short version, drfitnessusa.com. And on the homepage, there is a place where you can actually schedule a 30-minute call free to see if we're a good fit or if you want more information. So you can do that. And, of course, we have free reports. You can, on the same homepage, you can download a free report to get, because it starts with education, right?
Right.
If you're not aware it exists, then, so there's a lot of tools. We are on all the social medias. We have over 300 videos on YouTube, which is youtube.com/DrFitnessUSA. So we are very reachable and pretty much everywhere online. But go to the website and schedule a 30-minute call. That'd be great because we're here and we are passionate about helping people, achieve a greater life within more inside their body.
Exactly. Yes, and achieving your greater life and living a better quality of life because we're living longer these days. Wouldn't it be great just to live a healthier, long life, not be in pain and suffering?
Yes, that's the point. That's the whole idea.
Exactly. So. Well, Batista, it's a pleasure meeting you. This was a great call. This was awesome. I enjoyed this. I learned stuff, too, today.
Well, that's great. I'm so glad. Yes, it was wonderful. And you were a great, great host. You asked wonderful questions, and you're funny.
Sometimes. My hormones are swinging out of control. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, you have to take advantage of that 30-minute call.
I may. I'm thinking about it because I'm changing stuff, too. Well, this is Amy Toy for Angel Answers with Amy Toy, and talk to you next week. Take care.